Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. You have Sierra and Mimi here. We are rambling today.
Who knows what's
How
going
are
to
you
come out of
doing?
our faces?
I mean, love a good ramble. If you're new here, welcome. We're going to talk about very random things and slap some astrology on it and talk about some astrology things and bring it to real life. I don't know. We're going to do all the things that are
We
fun to
don't even
chat
know what
about.
we're going to do.
But oh man, I really love a good ramble and
I'm
I'm excited.
curious. Do you like cast iron
Yes.
skillets?
I'm curious as to why you're asking.
I mean, but do you like the concept of them? And then do you like the reality of them?
I have many just confusing things running around my head. Do I like the concept of them? I mean, I don't have one. My dad has one. And it's like precious. And I know that one time it got cleaned incorrectly and he about lost his shit. And so I know that there's such a, I feel like
That's finicky.
it's
Oh.
something that you invest in, not even just monetarily, but like you have to cook over time and like clean with oil or whatever it is that you have to put so much investment into a cast iron skillet for it to
It's
do
like
its job.
a Virgo methodical taking care of a cast iron, but like a Virgo doesn't want 2 meals ago of oil in a pan. Like, I don't
Yeah.
understand who the cast iron skillet is for.
I don't know, but my dad loves it. He's got a shit ton of Capricorn. He's a Virgo North Node. And
I don't
I
know,
feel
like,
like
yeah,
they're.
maybe the intentional dirtiness of a cast iron skillet. Listen, okay, so this is the deal. Mitch likes that we have a cast iron skillet. I don't care. I like the concept of a cast iron skillet, it building up flavor and stuff like that, but we wash it out every time. So we don't use it for what it's supposed to be used for. And I just don't know who
Okay.
a cast iron skillet is for. It's not for fiery people. It's not for the people who don't have time for that shit.
It is not for the people who don't have time for that shit. That is true.
So maybe like the airy placements are not massive on a cast iron skillet. And I mean it totally gives Earth. Like it gives Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, 1000%.
I
Sierra
shouldn't have
just
taken a
took a
bite of
bite
food.
of
I
food.
shouldn't have taken a bite of
Yeah.
food.
Like hello, we're working.
I'm like, why did I do that?
What was
It has nuts
that?
involved. If it was just like something easy, I could have just popped real quick. I don't know why I did that, guys. I'm sorry.
Taking a pause. Maybe it's because we weren't talking on like a typical podcast thing. You just thought we were having a regular conversation.
I'm like, wait, I never eat while I'm recording, but somehow it is happening right now. Well, we are talking about skillets. I will say, I think it's very Capricorn, not just because I have a Capricorn dad who loves and uses it, but because there's an investment factor. You know, there's not, you don't use it once and get the reward. It has dedication over time and it's such a tangible thing. And, you know, it you that's why he lost his shit when it got like incorrectly cleaned that one time because
Right,
it
because
was
that
like
does
all of
cause does
my.
that wash away all the work that he's done?
Yes. Yeah. And so, I mean, we literally last night, I'm home right now. I'm in the US and literally last night we had salmon that he cooked in the cast iron skillet. And then I mean, it was delectable. So I think if you know how to use it properly, which feels very earthy to me, like you said, my dad's got air though. My dad's got Aquarius and Libra. So but he's also got Mars and Capricorn. He's got so much Capricorn. It feels very Capricorn to me. It feels very, you know, I know that if I invest my time in this, I'm going to get good rewards in the end. And things need to be done the traditional way. It's also so traditional. Cast iron skillet is like
Yes, it
traditional
is.
as fuck, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. It's like been used for so long. It's just so shocking to me because I feel like we're so obsessed with like keeping the kitchen clean and keeping things in the kitchen clean. But this cast iron skillet is just this like oiled up, like non-washed piece of kitchenware.
Yeah, it is.
If
It's
we
exactly what it
applied the
is.
rules of a cast iron skillet to any other item in the kitchen, it would be gross.
Maybe that there's a little flare of that Aquarius there too, because it's like rules don't apply here. They're my
Yeah.
rules.
You know, maybe Rexy Bills has something to say about a cast iron skillet. I could have looked this up before. Nope. Skillet is not in here. Goes from skill to skin.
Blah. Hmm. What would you say a skillet is?
A cast iron skillet, probably Capricorn.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's just like this buildup over time. It's tied to like very old ways of doing things. You like exactly. pass down your skillet from to generations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't need one, but I could totally see myself like one day in like future cooking life where that's like the thing that I'm into and the thing that I value.
Yeah. It's like making, it's like having a sourdough starter hobby, but it's a cast iron skillet hobby.
Yeah, it's because you really do have to dedicate, I don't know, there has to be such an interest. You don't just casually, there's no casual energy.
I think there's some casual skillet people. I don't know, because it doesn't have to take up as much time. I've heard that having a sourdough starter is like a full-time job. Like you have to plan your bread making days around when you fed your starter and stuff like that. Whereas a skillet is like, it's almost like, great, I don't have to wash this thing. I just wipe it out and then I put it away. But like, where are you putting it away? No Virgo is putting it away with the rest of their pots and pans. That thing stays on the hob?
I think my dad's does. I think that's the one thing that stays on it.
Hmm.
And that like it just that's kind of belongs. It's part of the kitchen. Yeah, that's where it belongs. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No. I refuse that in my life.
So
I love the idea. I'm not anti-skillet. I'm anti me being in charge of the skillet. Mitch knows, like, so we have this arrangement where whoever cooks, the other person cleans. So I clean most of the time. I'm also not a Virgo moon and I don't clean as well as Mitch would, but I try my best. And but if Mitch ever cooks with a cast iron skillet, he knows that's his job because I will just ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very, it's somehow got a little bit of Virgo in there, but it's weird because you're right, a Virgo would not want that.
Just like a greasy pan touching other things, yeah. Anyway, let us know your placements and if you're a cast iron skillet girly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, well. you came in hot on that one.
That was my version of the Dobby talk.
Oh man, please go back and listen to the Dobby ramble if you haven't. That was good stuff. I have a very amusing ramble that just kind of came to me where my cousins and I used to call this do, marry, kill, but I know it's like fuck, marry, kill, but like younger us were like do, marry, kill. But I thought that we would do, that's just what it is in my head, so I'm sure I'm going to say do, marry, kill. I think it would be fun to go through the elements.
Sierra, I know. It's so PG.
I know. It's so PG, but I was little. I mean, littler. You know,
I was definitely playing fuck, marry, kill when I was like 12 years old.
Yeah, but like we just said do, marry, kill. I think because like some of our cousins were younger than us, you know. And anyways, that's what it has always been in my brain. So I was thinking through the elements, you know, because there's three signs. In each element.
Mm, okay, yes. I'm so down for this.
Okay. Okay, so...
Are we starting with Earth. Fire? Oh, starting with Earth. Okay. Oh, boy. Well, I'm marrying the Taurus, obviously.
We've got... we've got Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo.
Okay, I think I would fuck the Capricorn, marry the Taurus, and I'm sorry, Virgos.
Mimi's not gonna say it, but you know what she's thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, and I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry to the Virgos. It's nothing. I mean, I was between Capricorn and Virgo for but I think Capricorn would just take charge.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. I mean... I'm gonna.
You put us in this position.
This I know. I realize that I also have to play the game that I've laid out.
Parents but... don't listen to this one.
I don't. I have a really hard time, obviously, of like which one you're gonna kill. But I think realistically, if it was a, I couldn't marry a Taurus. I couldn't, that wouldn't vibe.
You can't handle the Taurus.
I can't handle the Taurus. Mimi's partner is a Taurus, for those who don't know. I, Yeah. I've got so much Capricorn. So, okay, we're going to kill Taurus. I'm sorry, Taurus. I really love you guys, just not as my life partner. Okay.
Yeah.
And so...
just as your life best friend. Taurus moon over here.
Best friend. Absolutely. Yeah. I love Taurus best friend energy. But I don't know. I love Capricorn and I love Virgo. I think
you'd marry the Virgo.
I think I'd marry the Virgo and do the Capricorn.
Yeah, Capricorn is the, I mean, that's a typical romance book human.
Yeah.
You know, Capricorn, they're like, that's kind of the grumpy boy aesthetic.
Yeah. It's like a little bit like Mr. Darcy.
Who's like secretly rich. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And who just wants to be a normal guy. Yeah, I'd do him. Okay.
I knew this would be a great one. I knew this would be a great one.
Okay, yeah, what's next? What signs?
Air.
Okay. Oof.
So we have Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini.
I struggle with air. Okay, here we go.
Mimi's like, kill them all.
Kill them all. No, I'm so kidding. I really love the air placements in my life now. Okay, I will... You should go first. I have to think about this.
I love how for a second I'm like, okay, which one? And I'm like, I'm literally married to an Aquarius. Yeah. I am literally. So let's choose marry the Aquarius. I love you very much. Marry the Aquarius. Oh my God. But no, like, I think if I wasn't married to an Aquarius, I don't think I would choose marry the Aquarius.
Yeah, I feel like you would marry the Libra.
I think that I think I would marry the Libra. Or, honestly, I think I could marry the Gemini. I think I could marry the Gemini, do the Libra, kill the Aquarius. But how could I say that? I'm married to an Aquarius. That's so rude of me. But he's got so many Gemini placements that I feel like, you know, his son is in the third house.
Okay.
He's got a Gemini moon
in
Mars.
We are living in an alternate world where our husbands don't exist, okay?
Even though you chose Taurus to marry, it's fine.
Well, you know.
I think that even though in real life I'm married to an Aquarius and very happy about it, I would kill the Aquarius and marry the Gemini and do the Libra.
Mm, there you go. Do the Libra. Interesting. Okay. Can you answer for me? Because I genuinely, every option, I'm like,
I answer for you?
Yeah.
No,
what
I
do you, well, I
for
see
you.
You marrying a Libra. Who
oh,
do you
okay,
see me
okay.
marrying
I
and doing
see
and
you...
killing?
I actually see you marrying the Aquarius. Mm-mm. I see you marrying the Aquarius. Mm-mm. Yes, mm-mm. Yes.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, you're
that's
a Leo
so
rising. You have Aquarius in your seventh house. Like,
yeah.
You know, I definitely see you marrying the Aquarius because there's such a quirkiness and they...
There would be a battle of wits all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see you doing the Libra and killing the Gemini.
Doing the Libra, I guess I could see that because that would be an enemies to lovers thing. I like Libras in my life, but I just think about my Aries nature where I can be quite direct. So the Libra might not like me too much. But there's something about Gemini that I've really learned to love. And I really don't want air signs to be listening and be like, wow, she's horrible to air signs. I just have had a personal experience with like many Gemini energies or many Aquarian energies that are a little... that just are difficult for me, but I know to not have a bias against the archetype. But yeah, I'm just like, spend my whole life with.
Yeah.
That's a thinker. I'll accept your option for now because I think I would feel this way about any option you posed.
Okay. 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 All right. So let's go to fire then. So we've got Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And for the record, we're two fire signs
yeah.
here. We're gonna
I definitely
be like...
can't marry an Aries. I know that for sure.
I'm oh, man. Aries. Yeah. You as an Aries. Okay. Yeah. You go first. What would you do?
I think I would marry the Leo and do the Aries. And then again, I'm sorry, Sag.
It's fine.
Hey, you killed my moon sign.
You killed my sun sign.
Yeah, well, but I fucked your moon sign.
Okay.
All right. That was okay. That was easy. Okay.
Okay, so wait, you'd marry the Leo, do the Aries, kill the Sag.
Yep.
It's fine. Maybe I'd kill the Sedge too. I am a Sedge. I mean, as a Sagittarius, would I want to be married to another Sagittarius?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Like, maybe Sagittarius Moon, Sagittarius, mm-hmm. you know, Mars, something like that. But another Sagittarius, like, I am enough chaos mm-hmm. for, yeah. you know, the two of us.
That's the thing with fire signs together. It's, that's what Leo, out of all three, I feel like is the least chaotic because yeah. it is, like, fixed. It has a steady, I don't know, it has a steady momentum.
You know, I don't know why, because I think, like, it would make sense for me to say I'd marry the Leo, but something's really saying that I would marry the Aries, because me as a fire sign that also has so much Capricorn, like, yeah. the fiery and the cardinal nature, I love all the Aries placements in my life. I've got a lot of Aries moon people, too. Mm-hmm. I really, like, I can absolutely handle the Aries sass. I love yeah. the Aries, like, that there is such sass with it. I really love, I love Leo, but... I don't know.
I think Aries and you would be, yeah, actually, I think I could see that, because Leo might be too fixed for you. Yes. And then the Aries yeah. would, like, when you have, like, 10 ideas, the Aries is like, great, let's start all of them, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I've had to learn over time, like, when you have an idea, that's not you telling me that, like, great, I'm going to work on this now. It's like, let's wait a week and see what sticks. Like a pasta on the window.
My husband has learned that, too. Yeah. But that's what I mean. If I married a Sagittarius and we were always oh my God, nothing would get done. And we
your
just,
house
like,
would be piles of like halfway done projects.
I mean, and I already managed to make it that way as half of a unit. So I can't even imagine.
Well, thanks for marrying my son sign. I feel bad now.
It's fine. You killed mine. It's fine. Yeah. You know, no worries. But yeah, I'd marry Aries, do Leo, and kill Sedge. Mm. Okay. And then water.
Oh.
So okay. We've got Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, man, this is hard. This is yeah. hard for me. This is my air. This is my version of your air.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me because they're, like, all parts of me, too, except for Cancer. But I think that, I love the Pisces energy. I think that as an Aries, I think I couldn't marry them.
No.
I think I would probably marry the Scorpio, and oh wow, this is hard.
This is hard.
I'm not like sexually attracted to any of the archetypes. Well, I'm sexually attracted to Scorpio, but that's
I know
just
I'm like
nature.
I feel like we just have to say fuck the Scorpio. Like it
no,
just
but
feels
I want
like
that for life.
To. But you want that for life, which is.
I need that. Although we would be so intense together. My goodness.
Aries and a Scorpio together. Like,
I mean, that's me and my sister.
It happens.
I feel so bad for our parents.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who are you? Do you have ideas?
This is really hard for me because I have really good friends of all of these signs, but imagining myself in any sort of like intimate relationship with any yeah. of them is really hard for me. I like Cancer energy. I mean, one of my best friends in the world is a Cancer. I've got amazing Cancers in my life, but to marry a Cancer, mm-hmm. a Sagittarius married to a Cancer, are you kidding me? That would be horrible
yeah,
for them.
Push each other. Yeah.
Like, and, but then I've got so much Capricorn, and I really, really appreciate the Cancer energy that does let my little, like, stone-cold Capricorn moon feel so freaking loved and, like, held and accepted.
Yeah.
But then, you know, half of my time is chaotic Sagittarius, which would, and I'm literally always leaving home. I don't think that if I felt guilty, like, I never feel guilty about leaving my Aquarius partner,
right.
you know? So... I don't know if I could marry
a
Cancer.
Maybe
and
Pisces
then a Scorpio,
for you.
Man, but Pisces is like, I think Pisces makes the most sense for me to marry, but I think Pisces is the energy that I tend to have the most difficult time with.
Because of their ungraspability.
Yeah, and because my Capricorn can't handle their
but unreliability. But if Pisces has devoted their life to you, then they're not flaky. They're not ungraspable.
You're right. Yeah.
They're right
if
there.
If I was their person.
They can't hide from you in your domestic you are an extension of them. I'm doing a Pisces.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry. Literally, it's just deduction. And so I am killing Cancer, but not because I want to, but because Sierra is making me.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault. I think maybe I could marry the Pisces.
I think so,
I don't
too.
I don't think I could marry a Scorpio.
Mm-mm.
Because they are very possessive, and I love that for many reasons, but that would squash freedom. It would not be good. It would not be good to marry a Scorpio for me. And
whereas I'm like, yes, we own each other.
Exactly. Your Taurus moon is like, possess
Mitch
me.
And I multiple times a day we'll walk up to each other and be like, you are mine. And that's it. It's great.
I mean, like, me and Cam will do that too, but it's the Aquarius Sagittarius version.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know, like, you are mine, but also I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm going to the United States.
Yeah.
Like, it's, which a Scorpio would be like, no, you're not. I'm coming with you. You know?
I don't know what you'll be doing every day.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess this is really hard for me, and I don't feel good about any answer, but I guess I will just say for now that I would marry the Pisces and kill the Cancer. Oh, man.
It's so interesting how our hard signs are each other's Mars. And, like, our Mars are square each other.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, air signs, you know, not a problem for me with my Mars Gemini, and water signs with your Pisces Mars.
I know.
Yeah.
Which makes sense that I would do Pisces, because Mars is the planet of, you know, like a one night stand intimacy.
Yeah.
Did you do Gemini? Who did you do in air signs?
I married Gemini.
Ah, you want that? You're locking that
Which
down.
Also makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is amusing.
Oh yeah, I like this one because you can do that with any signs too.
Yeah, you can just three combo. Like, give three. Okay, that'll be. Okay. Okay. I'm like, that's a future ramble. That's a future ramble. I'll come up with another do, marry, kill.
Let us know your answers and if we, like, deeply offended you by not wanting to marry any of you.
And by not wanting to marry, I think Mimi also means if we killed you.
Yeah, I know. It's such an intense... Like, I feel like out of the three words, kill is the more, like, ouch one. Like, that's the one that makes
me
cringe.
When we were little, too, we used to, instead like, of Mary saying do, marry, kill... We would also do push in the mud instead of kill.
Oh my God, I cannot. My childhood was not as pure and innocent as yours.
I mean, that's like a, you know, I don't want to kill them, but I'll push them in the mud. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I was more in touch with my Aries violence when I was a kid, where I was like, yeah, I'll kill someone. theoretically. All right, I have an Am I the Asshole? What we're going to do is I'm going to read this Am I the Asshole from Reddit, and then we're going to assess what we think the signs are. I don't know that there are too many people in this story to assess, but here we go. Am I the Asshole for how I fought my boyfriend's medical bill going too far? My boyfriend had to go to the ER after an accident, and he got a truly ridiculous bill back. I offered to fight the bill because I've done it before, and he said, sure. I went all out because, honestly, if we were out $5,000 after insurance, that would fuck up our holiday plans pretty bad. So I had, there's like a whole checklist of everything she did, had him call the hospital and authorize me to handle his bill and access his medical records, got an itemized bill and compared the prices for each code to the fair prices, called billing to dispute the bill, but was told that billing only collects bills I need to contact admin to dispute, bounced around a call center for hours trying to get someone who was actually qualified for bill disputes and getting nowhere, Google and LinkedIn searched for the hospital board of directors and upper management, and I got 30 emails of the most influential people at the hospital, plus the hospital's investors. Every day I would send a few emails, working my way up the chain and writing an increasingly long email describing how they billed my client, in quotes, at 7 times over the fair price for services rendered, and how their billing department, customer service department, and the growing list of management I'd emailed had failed to address the issue. I also escalated the emails until I was writing the director-level staff with the entire board of directors and a number of outside investors CC'd, asking for a written statement regarding their justification for billing at a rate 7 times higher than the national average for commensurate services to what is available at other hospitals, and sternly laying out the failures to appropriately respond at every level of the company. Which, let's just like stop there.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine having a partner that did this for you?
I could, and I think
I could
I'd
dream
be
of
down.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, continuing on. Well, once I'd done all that, which was honestly only like 15 minutes a day, they reduced the bill from $5,000 to $26. Yep, $26 fucking dollars. Well, I told my boyfriend the good news, and he was at first overjoyed and blown away, like literally jumping up and down and hugging me and saying I was literally a Christmas miracle. But then when he asked how I did it, I said it wasn't too hard. I just had to send a couple emails each day. He was curious what I'd said, and I'd handed him my phone. He started to get stressed and flipping back through other emails, which there were like 60 of. He told me I went way too far. He was expecting me to dispute through their billing department or something normal and reasonable like that, not internet stalk every single manager and board member and investor and harass them into dropping the bill. I was frustrated because I just saved us $5,000, actually made it possible for us to afford a nice Christmas and save some money, and he was mad at me because I'd been a bit of a hard ass. I was furious, and he was also mad at me, saying he authorized me to dispute a bill, not basically threaten and harass a whole damn hospital for weeks. Am I the asshole for how I got my boyfriend's medical bills dropped?
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
Man, like, I have, okay, I have many thoughts on this. I mean, this to me is my Capricorn dad, 200%.
Yeah.
Like 200%. This is absolutely something he would do mm-hmm. when he, especially for someone that he loves, and he, like, the righteousness that comes with, like, especially when they have knowledge of, you know, a little bit of the area. Like, my dad will, mm-hmm. you know, with insurance stuff, he knows enough about it to be knowledgeable in it, maybe not an expert in it, but he will, like, put the facts back in their face and be like, well, I thought it was blank, blank, blank. And then they kind of backpedal, like, yeah, well, it is, but blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I can see that, like, dedication and energy. And if, especially if you could save money, yeah. you know, but then, I mean, sometimes, because I'm just like, I don't know, I'm a little softy sometimes. And I have heard him on the phone with, like, basically, you know, one time I got an iPhone and they wouldn't unlock, like, Verizon wouldn't unlock it, even though I paid for it in full and blah, 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 blah. And I needed to bring it back to France. Lots of things. I heard him on the phone. Like, they just gave me the runaround. I tried so many times and he was mean. Like, he was yeah. mean on the phone. And I was just like, I went upstairs and I tried, like, to block out. Like, I was like, I don't want to hear you. It really, really upset me to hear him get so sassy with somebody, but he got it done. And if he hadn't have been sassy, they never would have passed him yeah. to the higher up person. And, you know, and so that really sounds like my dad. And I can understand the being really upset of the way in which things got done, because I feel so much for the other people that had to deal yeah. with that. But then to get mad at them for that, I mean, that wasn't, if you did all of that and you saved maybe $100, you know, like, yeah. but I feel like the amount in which you saved, like the 5,000, basically 5,000. I mean, maybe I have too many Capricorn placements too, but I'm like, fuck yeah.
yeah. Then you get to actually spend yeah. like quality time on a vacation together because you fought the system. Like, and it happened to be, you know, you had to fight the system by fighting people who perpetuate the system, unfortunately. And it's not that they want to, but it's just that's their job. You know, we live in a capitalist yeah. society. But I feel like for the same reasons you said Capricorn, I totally see that. I was like, oh, this is a Virgo Aries blend, because this is someone who's
really
like, I will devote
yes.
15 minutes of my day every day to get what the fuck I deserve. Like, and I recently had an experience of having to be a Karen, basically, and confront the fact that a business really screwed me over, and having to get angry to the point where, you know, they do offer like basically the owner of the store came out because of how badly this company messed me up. And like that Aries has to come out. And like has to come out aggressively, because that's the only way that people really like pay attention, is when you are aggressive. But and also yeah. not caring about who's receiving it on the other end, because I think Capricorn also does want to maintain like a good relationship. But they don't always care. But yeah, I like
depends.
Capricorn,
like,
for
this
the same
is
reason
a...
I like Virgo Aries.
Yeah, because this, in if it was their personal business situation, they would want to maintain a good relationship. But this
right.
is, you know,
somebody
almost
else.
Like an isolated incident, you mm-hmm. know, and I was thinking Virgo Aries while you were reading it. And then I was like, this is my fucking dad. Yeah. You know? So, but I do think there's that ability to do a little bit at a time. So Virgo, and you have to get sassy, and you have to, I feel like,
and Aries to turn on the anger and like for those 15 minutes, which is very Aries. Like, okay, I'm going to use my skill of violence today and then I'm going to put it away when I'm done.
Yes. Oh yeah. I can totally see that. I mean, but then the boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like the boyfriend has some Cancer in him because he really appreciated how he was taken care of. You know, like having been really taken care of. But then also with that cardinal energy was like, that goes against my ideals of compassion for everybody. Mm-hmm. And like, just because, you know, you took care of me means that you made, you know, whoever you were emailing had to be taken care of at the end of the day. And, you know, to have been the cause of that, I think would really hurt Cancer.
I think I want to throw Pisces in there too for similar reasons. Because I think that, like, Pisces would, I think Pisces has such a duality to them where they would be, you know, I really am happy you did this for me, but how could you do this for me at the same time?
Yeah, I'm not worth
it. And, but not even that. It's like, you know, you put other people through all of this stuff, but then also you did all of this for me. So yeah, that kind of, I don't know. I feel like Pisces.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that at the end of the day, they were like, yeah, you saved me the money, but I'm more upset about, like, they didn't at the end of the day be like, okay, well, I understand we saved the money. At the end of the day, they were upset. He was upset.
Yeah. And I think that that would really enrage that Capricorn or Virgo Aries, you know, understandably so, because it's like, I dedicated all of this to you.
I spent my valuable time on taking care of
you. And you're mad at me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the Cancer would be really appreciative of the family vacation time that they would gain, more so than, like, I think the Pisces get hung up.
You're right.
You know?
How do you feel about Gemini in there? How do you feel like a Gemini boyfriend would feel about this partner's actions?
Oh, why?
I don't know. I'm curious. This was me. No. No. I'm just curious, like, because I originally was like, they might be upset that their partner, I don't know, upset the room, like brought something that wasn't light and fun. But then I was like, but they would forget about it in an hour because they'd be having fun on their vacation.
That's the thing, is I could, as a Gemini Mars over here, you know, I think I could be like, you know, what the hell? Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. But then also, I mean, maybe with all my other placements, I wouldn't get over it as quickly, but also kind of like, it's not worth letting this ruin the result that we got, you know? And also they were coming from a really good place and they did dedicate all that time and they were able to commit to something for a long period of time to get this done. I sure as fuck couldn't do that.
Over 60 emails. Let us know what you think, what their signs are. And would you be the person who has asserted themselves or would you be the boyfriend who's upset?
I definitely don't think they're the asshole.
No, I don't think they're the asshole either. They were fighting the system and unfortunately that meant that like people who were supporting the system had to
be upset. Also, they didn't hurt anybody. They didn't
I mean, I don't see the emails, but like threatening, they're not like threatening their health or anything. They're just saying like, hey, you billed us so much.
Yeah, and I mean, you can get pretty nasty in an email. Not saying you can't get nasty in an email, but I mean, if you it's also somehow it's like it's just an email. And if it's not that person's job and they kept passing it up higher up, well, like even better, then you get the higher up person to
the level of research that went into like finding the board of directors and CCing them. That is Virgo's fuck.
There's a little hint of Scorpio in there for like it felt a little revengey investigative, you know? Maybe he's got this evil look on his face.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man.
Ooh, Virgo, Aries, Scorpio. Oh, that's my cousin. Oh, I'll have to ask him if he would do this.
Oh, yes. Please report back. Oh, man. I love this. Man, the Am I the Asshole stories are really, they're really great. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And I love that if we have Virgo Aries, that's Earth and Cardinal. And then that would be Capricorn, too. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, it really works. Together. It really does. Well, I did my little social media duty of finding something that somebody posted and taking a screenshot of it in one of my astrology groups. And I liked this, though. I just had never heard it this way. So somebody posted, ever since I found out that where Saturn is in your chart is where other people get karma from fucking with you, I move different.
Whoa.
And, okay, so, like, ever since I found out that where Saturn is in your chart is where other people get karma from fucking with you, I move different. It's like...
Okay, the words are, like, confusing because, like, you don't get karma. But I see, like, how they get fucked with for having fucked with you.
Exactly. And so, like, Saturn is very karmic. I mean, that is, like, a karmic lesson in, you know, our charts. And we, you know, are having, you know, our Saturn return. You are currently having your Saturn return. Yeah. And I think that Saturn, like, we always talk about it as such a, you know, the advice you can give but not take, the lesson that is really hard for you to learn, the why is it always me, and the needing to think about why is it always me. But I always think of it as something so personal that it was so interesting to read. Even though it's a social planet, it's not like a personal planet, but even though, you know, I just think of it as like my relationship with my Saturn, I never really thought about how other people feel my Saturn. As opposed to, I mean, think about how somebody like else feels my Mars or my Venus.
It's like where people see that you are responsible and mature, but you have to sort of go through a phase of maturing before you fully embody your Saturn. And sometimes that doesn't happen until like your second Saturn return or something like that.
Yeah.
So I could totally see, like, if someone messes with your sense of maturity or messes with where you are mature, then they get, like, sort of fucked over as well. But, like, if someone were to fuck with me, with my Saturn in Pisces, I almost feel like they would receive it back through their own, like, I don't know, through subtle universal signs.
Okay, like, yeah, because, I mean, Pisces is such a, you know, it's mystical and it is very intuitive.
Like, your people get fucked up financially and at work when they mess with you.
I have Saturn in Capricorn, for the record. I know, but I was trying to think about if people, because my Saturn return had so much to do with when people started questioning my, I guess when people were trying to be the boss of me in an area which they had no right to be the boss of me over, you know, like it was both involving two authority figures in my job because I had a double Saturn return. Like it was, you know, two authority figures and they were telling me, they were ordering me to do something that was absolutely not something for me to do. And when I stood up for myself, you know, it really had to, because it's in my first house too, it had to deal so much with me recognizing my own boss energy and authority over myself, because I was like, no, I'm not putting myself in harm's way to do something that would convenience you. You know, I'm not doing that. Or what you're saying, that I'm not qualified for this job. Meanwhile, you have zero qualifications and I've got two master's degrees in it. Like, I'm sorry, you know, like those type of things were, but I don't know how maybe in an everyday world, like that, those were Saturn's return moments. I'm trying to think of how, you know, a karma situation would work with my Saturn. Like maybe, you know,
I guess I sort of see this as like more how I mature through my relationships, because I feel like the only people who really do mess with me are, they tend to be narcissists. Like, they tend to be pretty toxic people. Like, I have attracted quite toxic relationships in the past. And, but I think that I would like to think that I'm a kind and compassionate person. And so I think when somebody messes with me, it affects them later on in their own emotional well-being. But I don't know. Okay. Who am I to say that, you know? Because, like, once someone has messed with me, then I'm kind of done. And so I don't then see, like, oh, how are you doing?
Yeah, I don't think that, like, because I don't think anybody who has messed with me has struggled financially. I don't know, you know, yeah. like Saturn yeah. Capricorn. yeah. But at the same time, I'm trying to think of anybody who, I think it's just something about underestimating my power. You know, I'm freaking Anakin Skywalker here. Am I Darth Vader? But, like, you know, I think it's something about that where it's like you... If you, underestimate my authority or something, maybe, I don't know how that would come back to somebody as far as,
yeah, like, I mean, also, this is just, like, Facebook astrology, so we don't have to really give it too much weight, but it's an interesting thing to just reflect on.
It is interesting, and see yeah. if
it correlates with your Saturn sign.
Because, like, you know, thinking about if we use Mars for an example, like, I see how my Mars in Gemini, I mean, that's, like, a huge thing I'm constantly exploring, but I see how my Mars in Gemini works for me as an individual, but I also see how it can affect, you know, how other people in my life can see my Mars in Gemini. You know, they get, you know, if I am angry at something, you know, if I, however I am moving through my day, I know you see my Mars in Gemini, by the way, I'm like chaotically doing whatever the fuck I'm doing for this podcast. Mm-hmm. It is definitely it is in a very chaotic energy. But, you know, I feel like for Saturn, it's very interesting to think of how other people could experience it. I never, I see that with the personal planets.
I mean, that's kind of an interesting concept that we can just all feed each other's Saturns in some way and, like, feed each other. And that's just, like, on being, I don't know, spiritual or connected to, or just that knowing that we are all connected, like, how your Saturn placement can feed somebody else's Saturn placement and how it all just keeps going around and around.
Yeah.
Those are my Pisces placements speaking. I mean, I definitely also understand my Mars and Pisces and how it comes across to others as maybe being uncertain or flaky. But for me, it's like if something is not, does not actively feel like in the flow of where I am right now, then I have no problem just, well, I mean, I do have a problem because if it affects other people, then I feel uncomfortable expressing it. But I have no problem being like, no, not right now. Like, I have so many business ideas for, you know, my business, Harvey Mount Alchemy. And I'm always like, great, yeah, I'll do this someday in the future. And then when it feels right, I'll make the purchase for, you know, materials. And then when it feels right, I'll actually put it together. But it's not something that, like, my Aries does not show up so much there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's true with, you know, the way in which I go about doing things throughout the day. It's what's capturing my attention right now. Mm-hmm. Because Gemini has to be mentally stimulated. Yeah. And if I'm bored with something and I know I have to get it done, then I need to multitask while I'm doing it. Like, it just has to, I can't just edit a podcast. I need to also be creating artwork at the same time. I also need to be, you know, rearranging my desk at the same time. I need to be doing something else because one task, a Gemini does not like one task. Whereas, you know, all of my Capricorn placements,
they could can handle that. But that's better at the same time than one task alone.
Yeah. 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 So I definitely see that Mars for me personally. And I see how other people could, I don't know, experience that. But it's interesting to think of how people could experience my Saturn. And since it is such a karmic placement, does it have to do if somebody, like, fucks with me? And I'm like, how many people have? Like, not really. Yeah. I don't know people who, like, you know, and if they did, they're probably not somebody I've kept in touch with. So
yeah, exactly.
How would
so
I know?
You don't know how it played
how would
out.
I know? Yeah, but I know mine definitely has to do with asserting, like, I feel like expertise and authority really comes into play with my Saturn and Capricorn. And yours, like you said, is very much like compassion and like all of the emotional elements when it comes to a relationship. Whereas, because it's that watery Saturn, where I've got the earthy Saturn.
Yeah, something to sit with. I like these like Facebook prompts, but it's totally like, it's also, we're totally allowed to say like, I refute that. I don't believe that. Like, I think that your Saturn placement doesn't have to do with other people. Saturn is about your journey in maturing and in growing up and in being responsible. And like finding a a solid structure that you can build off of to build a legacy. It doesn't really, unless it's in the seventh house or in a relationship house or, you know, conjunct Venus or, you know, in some sort of aspect to Venus, it's not directly related to other people in your life.
I also think it's interesting because, like, just I was just going through, you know, people in my life and Saturn, and could I relate to them? And of course, the easiest one for me to think of is my mom, who has 0 degrees Sagittarius Saturn, and I have 0 degrees Sagittarius Sun. So obviously, I'm going to feel her Saturn and interact with her Saturn more than other people in my life because mm-hmm. we have a direct and exact conjunction.
Yeah.
And connection there. But I think that unless you're like one of your personal planets or your sun or whatever it is really connecting and interacting with somebody else's Saturn, yeah. I don't necessarily think that you feel that as much.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well,
there you have it, guys.
There it is. Little rambly for everybody.
Yeah.
Also, we never plugged ourselves because we got a little distracted with cast iron skillets. Oh, yes. So I'm going to. Cast iron skillets. So if you don't already, follow us over on Instagram at The Stars Made Me Podcast. We're also on TikTok at The Stars Made Me Podcast. And our just really fun and interactive community is over on Patreon at patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. We've got a second podcast over there that comes out once a week, just like our public episodes, but it talks about the transits and what's happening in real time. And every tier has access to our Discord, which we just talk with our amazing patrons all day, every day. And it's a good time. Yeah. Unless you're Sierra with a Mars Gemini and comes in and out. But we're always chatting with
the royal we.
But this has been great, and we've got lots of other rambles out there. If you are a Harry Potter fan, we had a nice Dobby ramble in our last ramble, so check that out.
Yes, an aggressive Dobby rant, I would call it. I'm still recovering.
Well, Mimi, why did we ramble today?
Oh, because the stars made me do it. The stars made me fuck it.